From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. So you've heard us do the robot roundup. How about a drone roundup? Web forums in the UK are buzzing about photos depicting a possible weaponized drone in China. Wired magazine reports experts are pointing to the so-called Lijian, or sharp sword, an unmanned combat aerial vehicle. A recent Pentagon report predicts the Chinese military will soon unveil new long-range drones. Domestic drones are getting more attention from the government in New Jersey. State legislators want to restrict all drone use in the state unless there's a terrorist attack. A more lenient bill is also being considered. It would allow firefighters and police to use unmanned aerial vehicles. Todd Humphreys is an associate professor of aerospace engineering at UT Austin in Texas.
I think they have the right instincts. They understand that the general public is going to be concerned about drones, so they're taking some action. But just as they're doing in New Jersey, they're doing also in Texas, they're putting in legislation that would be a real cramp in this nascent industry.
Humphreys has his misgivings about drones too, but he says more secure UAV technology should be developed instead of grounding drones entirely. And the Royal Canadian Mounted Police are now saying a drone in Saskatchewan saved a life. An unnamed motorist who flipped his car at night in near-freezing temperatures was able to contact police, but he couldn't guide them to his location. A regular helicopter equipped with night vision couldn't help. Enter a Dragonflyer drone. It pinpointed the man's heat signature with its infrared camera, and emergency responders were able to get him to a hospital for treatment.